It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Welcome to Wellness for Life Radio. I'm so excited to welcome my fellow radio show host, Jay Cardiello, who has his own show on Radio MD. But you know what? He's also one of the most sought-after fitness trainers out there, training some of the Hollywood's heaviest hitters. So he's here to share how the men out there, the dads out there, can find time to get fitness no matter what your age or schedule is, and even how many kids you might be having. Welcome, Jay Cardiello.
Hi. How are you today? Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome, awesome. So I understand that you're a dad too, right? Is that correct?
That is correct. I have a beautiful three-year-old son named Max.
And this is your only child?
That is correct. Well, I have a bulldog. We count that as our little daughter, but that's another story.
That's great. That's great. You know, I wanted to tell you that when I was, I have a child myself, but he's 20, almost 21, so fully grown. But when my husband and I were going through my pregnancy, I call it our pregnancy because he gained 15 pounds during that time. And, you know, I wanted to ask you if you at all help individuals out there, men out there who also have the sympathetic weight gain.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you mentioned that. It's not a medical term, but they use it in the field a lot, and it's Kuvad syndrome, and it's sympathetic pregnancy. And a lot of men, when women are having problems or soon to be dads, they're having the issues with the food and the staying up late and the cramping. As even my wife experienced, you know, you're waking up, you're going through the stress with them. And, you know, if they're eating, you're eating too. And you feel very bad. And that's why they call it sympathetic pregnancy. So if like my wife was hungry, she had a thing for egg sandwiches. So if I was at the deli counter at, say, 11 o'clock at night, I would, instead of getting one, I would get two. So men do see weight gain during their wife's pregnancy.
Are you saying that you actually gained some pounds, Jay?
Maybe a few, but yeah. I was definitely eating more during my wife's pregnancy.
Right, right. I mean, that's exactly what my husband did. And I always woke up in the middle of the night, and the craziest thing I was craving is actually hot dogs. And I didn't eat the regular hot dogs. I ate actually the the healthy turkey dogs type of thing. But he'd literally wake up and make me stuff, and we'd just hang out like 2 a.m. talking and eating. I mean, I think that's what really sparked up his body weight gain. 15 pounds, that was a lot for him. You know, 15 pounds, because he's someone that usually keeps himself slim. But let me ask you this. What do you suggest then for men who do that with women? I mean, with their wives, but even if they didn't have a wife, but they end up having this weight gain, particularly around the waist, what is your suggestion since you are in the fitness industry right now?
Sure. People always have the answers. Oh, it has to do with exercise. Well, one of the biggest things I always tell people is, get enough sleep. It's very hard. We're a sleep-deprived nation, especially if you're going through the pregnancy with your wife. But get adequate sleep. If you're not getting that 6 to 8 hour sleep, your actually hormones start to play little games with you. And the ones that suppress your appetite increase, and the ones that there's a whole role reversal. So you'll be craving more. That's why if you don't sleep, you think about it. You're wanting starches and sugars. Also, too, hydration is so important. We may overlook it so much, but if you're drinking half your body weight in ounces of water a day, you're less likely to be reaching for food, because we walk around semi-dehydrated. 85% of America does, and we crave food, but actually, we're dehydrated. So really stay hydrated, guys, and aim for getting that 6 to 8 hour sleep, which is hard, and I understand that, but there are certain things that one can do. Just like drinking cherry juice, tart cherry juice. It's natural melatonin, helps you relax and put you in the sleep mode.
Yeah, I love the fact that you're talking about the natural cherry juice. I know that the tart one, and it works really well. I have patients that swear by it. You know, I tell them there's so many various ways of getting better sleep. And regarding sleep, we always talk about the problem about cortisol as well as the ghrelin leptin issues. These are those hormones that are important that affect the fat level in our body. But when we talk to cortisol level and drinking more water, that's actually has impact on the way your blood pressure is as well, you know? So tell us a little bit, if you can, regarding, I see a lot of individuals with low blood pressure. I don't know if you do, but because what ends up happening is they end up having too much urination. They drink water, but a lot of them say, you know, all I do is I pee it out. So what do you suggest men so that they don't, that doesn't happen to them?
Well, then you know what you can, there's always foods that contain a lot of water, and I'm a very big food eater. I always look for the 7 to 9 servings, and especially, you know, you want grabbing things like watermelon or apples or pears, things that are very dense in water, as opposed to just slugging it back and drinking it back. And plus, too, with the fruits, you're incorporating fiber, which can help naturally suppress your appetite, and you're getting all the nutrients and vitamins. So fruit is a great way to incorporate water, fiber, nutrients, and vitamins right into your diet without having to worry about slugging back to water throughout the day.
That's a great tip. Absolutely great tip. So what is your program? What do you suggest for men out there, any age, what they should do, start an exercise program if they haven't done it for a while?
Sure. One of the biggest things is if you want to create a sustainable outcome, I always say work on a plan first. What we've done is I call it the January 1st effect. You do everything January and then you're done by February and you're done for the year. Make things where you can implement them that are easy. So have a plan. Okay, today I'm going to stand on one leg while brushing my teeth. It'll increase your core stability and balance. You know, dads are so busy. We're running around. We're working. Doing things just like that you're already doing, like standing on one leg. Or if you're at your desk, take half your phone calls while standing up. You'll increase your circulation. You'll be moving around. When you increase your circulation, oxygen uptake goes through, nutrients are starting to go through the circulatory system. So those are things that you can easily do every day to create sustainable outcomes and that you can create a habit with. And also, too, with the plan, always people are looking for, oh, I got to lose weight so fast. Instead of thinking about adding in exercise, think about adding healthier foods. People think about diet deprivation. Why don't we think about fruits, vegetables, things that we can add in? Because those, as I mentioned, with the fruits, you get that fiber, you get the nutrients, you get the vitamins, you get the water that your body needs. And then you don't feel like you're having to take away from your actual meal plan or rid your body of anything like deprivation or heavy exercise. Because people always think when you do exercise, it's kind of hard to sell sweat and pain. So make it easy and with a plan.
I love what you're saying is that, you know what, best thing to do is increase your metabolism. You want to stay healthy and strong and energized. You've got to increase your metabolism and just the day-to-day activities, just, you know, from brushing your teeth to standing up. Like when I'm talking to you right now, I'm not sitting, Jay. I'm standing here, you know, because that's how I love to communicate and converse. And I just feel like, just like you say, you get more energized, right? You get more energized.
Of course.
Love that. We have about one more minute left. I'd love for you to just talk real quickly about this CrossFit trend. Everyone's blowing up on that. Just for about a minute and before we go, I'd like to get your take on the CrossFit,
Sure. I'll make it very brief. I'm very happy when people get off the couch and they get involved in the community and you see sustainable outcomes, you have the community thing. The only thing I do worry about, again, I'm a big proponent of movement or any exercise as long as it's healthy and safe. The only thing that I'm fearful of is these Olympic lifts, when they're done for duration of time and your body isn't conditioned to have that foundation or core strength, people put them prone or make themselves available for injury. So we really have to be careful of that.
I totally agree with you. A lot of CrossFitters, they injure themselves and, you know, for the intensity. Thank you again, Jay, so much for this time. I really appreciate it. Go to cardiellofitness.com or you can always go to my Wellness for Life radio show on Radio MD. Now, thanks so much. This is Dr. Suzanne. Stay here, stay well, and see you next time.